I'm trying to find my Iceland article. Oh, no, go ahead. We're gonna do a hybrid.
Are we recapping Iceland? Wait, did we actually do Iceland?
No, that's what we were saving up for. Maybe I have the article soon. Let me see.
I thought we did.
None of these people.
We never did Iceland.
Oh, oops.
Okay, first off, I was doing my taxes. What was it? Two weeks ago, whenever. It's still not close to due, but I still did them because I want money back, hopefully. But as I was doing them, I realized that, you know, this was like a couple days before, a week and a half before my 40th. But my driver license was expiring on my birthday.
Oh no.
Well, we've had that problem before.
Well, yeah. I'm glad to know that it's not like an isolated incident. Because first off, I didn't get any
nope.
new.
I've done. They don't warn you at all.
I've done my cars. I've done my bikes. Like without, I've had the wrong addresses on there, and I've still managed to do that more succinctly than I did with my stupid driver license. All of a sudden, I'm doing my taxes. Like, oh, will you look at that? Well, like a few days later, I was at one of them dispensaries or something, and they're like, "Oh, your license is probably like, no shit, I just found out days ago." And then, well, I went online and I dug through my emails because I mean I get all my DMV stuff. So then I was like, okay, it said I got an email from maybe last year, but it says something like, "Got sign up to get, what is it, paperless." Whatever, but I never
paperless renewal.
Yeah, so if I did sign up, then I still didn't get a renewal. So either way, I either did or didn't do what I should have done, and it didn't do it right.
Don't do what Donnie Don't does. Jeez.
Yeah, dude. I thought that was BS. Well, so the Friday before it was gonna expire, so 3 days before, I did the smart thing, and I went to the DMV, which is like, I've had to do DMV issues for years now, whatever, but I've never been like. You know, one of those like, oh man, it's such a crazy. I know it's crazy. I look up and it tells you wait is gonna be an hour and a half. Like, yeah, that's normal. I expect that, you know. But so I'm trying to get, I can't get an appointment, of course.
Play a lot of Minecraft sitting at the DMV.
Well, I played a lot of like, which of these could I get away with murder with? You know, that's what I usually play.
I think you can get an appointment to get your license renewed.
Well, I tried to do all that, but of course, I couldn't get one within days.
Oh yeah.
And as I'm doing that, I also realized I don't know if they started this during the COVID dealy, but which I thought was very convenient. But now nobody's open on Saturdays.
I think they've always been that way.
No, but they had them open for a period, which was very convenient for us.
Kind of came and went.
They did it for
because it was convenient. For a while, and then it was like every other Saturday, and then
which is okay, but it's an option,
Yeah.
I think it's like once every month now, and then they just did away with it altogether.
Some rando nonsense. Like, if the Jupiter, if the moon is in the second house, yeah. and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then they will be open on Saturday.
Only if you get a 20% or less eclipse. If it's any more than that, I'm sorry, but we're going to be closed. You're going to wait 11 years for the next one.
The 12 power stones align.
Yeah. Or when I look at the golden golden plate. Was it the Mormonism?
Like, oh yeah, you put on your magic seeing stones to be able to read the golden plates.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Put the plates in a hat.
but not during nighttime because I need the solstice. I don't know. I lost all my articles. But yes, so I went to DMV and.
Weirdly enough, that's what happened to Beth and I. We were trying to file our taxes, and we realized both of our driver's licenses had expired.
On our birthdays, was like, mine was over a year expired.
So we had to scramble,
because we never got any notices or anything like that.
Well, I'm glad I'm not in the same,
You're not alone on this one, yeah.
Well, that's kind of BS that they're...
And since we're not in the hat, since we're not partakers of booze and tobacco, and we're not in the habit of getting pulled over. We never look at our licenses, so it's like,
well, see, and that's somebody was kind of giving me that, like, well, didn't you notice? Like, when's the last time I looked at my license? When's the last time I got carded? I'm not buying booze every day, but like, I can't remember the last time I got carded. I look like a cleaned up hobo. Like,
yeah, I would say we're well all.
There's no confusing us for 21. Yeah.
It's a lot of the signs they have at like drugstores and stuff. Like, if you look less than 40, expect to get carded. It's like, yeah, well, I do not.
Hey, well, that's kind of shit. I didn't know they went that mean. If you look less than 40, like,
I mean, you could pull 30. I think you could pull 30 if you tried.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, it's sort of like borderline. You know what I mean? It would be like where you want to, you know, play it safe, so you'll card, you know, which would be the smart thing to do.
See, I don't have a chance unless I'm like wearing a pretty, you know, some sort of trendy hat because my hairline gives me away.
Trendy hat, yeah. that line's funny. A trendy hat.
Well, you know, if you're in your 20s, maybe early 30s, you're kind of on trend.
I'm watching this. Me and Mark, I think we should do like a Western. Another Western thing, because one, you've been playing Western, but I've been watching a Western show. It's a Western Kung Fu show, but like watching them, and then they have the agents guys, and they have the little bowler hats. Like, we need to bring bowler hats back.
Oh, the Pinkerton detective, yeah. Yeah.
The little bowler hats, man.
Those bowler hats, man.
And I don't know if we talked about it on our country episodes or country Western episodes, but I looked up, and you know, the classic thing is everybody's wearing a Stetson, and the thing is like. It wasn't even half the people that wore Stetsons. Like, there was just the variety of hats was very robust at that time. So, like, Stetson wasn't like the go-to, but it, because of, you know, either dime novels or whatever, that's sort of become. Same thing with shootouts. You know, they didn't have shootouts. To me, growing up, I always thought shootouts would like happen as often as you change your shoes. You know what I mean? Like, you're looking at the door like
like every day.
Yeah, like, okay, let's go drag that idiot away. Like, no, it didn't happen that way, which kind of to my dismay. Like, I would have been Doc in, you know, the steam engine time machine, and would be like, where's all the shooting, man? I want to murder some people. What's going on here? The only reason I traveled was I could murder some people in cold blood.
I mean, back when before the invention of penicillin, getting injured was much more grievous, much more life-threatening, so I think people were a little bit slower to want to get in, to willing to risk getting injured. You know, a gut shot was a life sentence.
Jackass guys would have been very boring back in the day because
they would have dead.
The very first stunt they would have died, but it would have been like, you want to sit in this trough for 20 minutes? Like, the hell I do? No way, man. Like, that's stupid. Yeah,
get gangrene in there.
Yeah, get gangrene from the pig trough. Well, that'd be a fun one where, you know, they say pigs eat bodies. Like, stick your hand in the pig pen holding a, I don't know what the hell the pigs eat, a lettuce, a head of lettuce, and then see how long you can hold it out there. Ah, until he's, you know.
Like, pull back a stump.
Yeah, pull back, you know, that's the four-finger Frank over there, man. He's over there doing his stunts with his pigs, with his hogs. But yeah, so DMV, oh, and so not only this, as I'm doing the paperwork, you know, and I give the lady the license, and basically I can't leave, you know. So mm-hmm. I sit there and I do the paperwork. And then I noticed on my license, I don't have my motorcycle endorsement. So it's like, when's the last time I renewed this license that I've been driving, you know, without my motorcycle endorsement for, you know, I'm not riding my bike every day either, but, you know, for the last, I don't know how many years. I
can't remember last time you renewed your license.
Yeah. Well, it had my
is there an encyclopedia or something telling what these cards do?
Well, yeah, there's like a page.
I'll read it.
Okay.
Since one of them's a defuse card and one of them's an exploding kittens card.
Since Beth, like basically glanced at it better than we did, she's going to be like the ringleader.
I'll read the instructions.
That's what we're kind of just kind of ramping up to it. That'll be the main show. But so DMV don't have motorcycles endorsement. So they do all the paperwork. So before that, I went home because I was trying to do where you could go online and do like a proctor test. You know, so do it online. So I went on, did all the little, you know, and then I had to do my little IT expertise because it was like, okay, you got to, you know, delete the cookies. So I'm going back and forth on this stupid thing. I try to use a different browser. No, we can only use Chrome. So but it didn't work. So then I said, okay, I guess I'm going to have to go to the DMV. And then, so the DMV, I look up and in Clovis, it's showing like an hour, almost 2 hour wait.
Wow.
And I've heard about this for years. So I looked up and really, it was like a 44 minute wait. So like by the time I drive there, so I drove over there, it's crowded, of course. 3.5 hours later, I guess I finished up. But
they
give me my number, and it's like I even remember I was G080, and they get to G070, and I get a text message like, "Get up to the door, your number will be called soon." Yeah, an hour and a half later when they called my number. So, but it took like
geological terms, that is very soon.
Yeah. Technically, you know, if dinosaurs, how long they roamed the Earth, if we're based off that calendar, then I guess this is pretty damn fast. It's the Ice Age, you know, it was annoying. But so I finally got in, and so I had to take the two tests. I had to take the driving test and the motorcycle test. And I don't know if they only do half, because I remember when you renew, they usually do something like that. Well, I took the motorcycle test. Got a few wrong, but passed it. All right, good. I'm about to clear. You get three tries, or you have to redo the whole rodeo, you know? Ugh. Yeah, so I go there, and I'm doing it. I take the driving test, and I failed. So I'm like, oh, fucking thing.
can handle a bike, but you can't handle a car.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. It would make sense. I'm a biker. Like
it's not my fault they changed the rules since I first got my license.
What do you mean manslaughter? It's not no longer man's laughter. I don't understand this anymore.
That's actually happened to people where they've had their license for so long that they went in to go renew it, and there was like all these tests. And it's like, since when?
Well, some, you know, I don't. So I guess this is a key for people that might be taking tests soon. One thing that I don't remember ever before on tests, because I missed it like once or twice, but 10 miles per hour is like a legit answer nowadays. When it was like, I've never had that.
Speed in a parking lot or what?
I can't even remember what it was now, but I just remember like 10 miles per hour was like, that's never been an answer. You know what I mean? With no signage, the minimum, you know, residential area is what, like 25?
25.
Yeah. 25.
25 was my like minimum number. So when I saw the 10 miles per hour, like, oh, they're trying to catch me. But so now, yeah, rule of thumb, if you see 10 miles per hour on the dirt, you pick that puppy. I don't care if it says like, you know, how fast does a car travel, you know, down a hill. You put 10 miles per hour because that's probably going to be what it is.
Which is completely unreasonable because most cars will do 15 on level ground if you just put it in drive and let it coast.
Yeah.
Let it coast. Yeah. Yeah, by its own power, I guess.
Yeah, they'll just kind of coast along at about 13 to 15.
Yeah, my brother's apartment complex, they have, you know, 5 miles an hour speed limit posted. It's like, it is impossible for this car to do.
You're like riding the brake the whole
way.
Yeah,
5 miles an hour.
Well, see, that's the thing. Okay.
Riding a brake like grandma on her way to bingo.
Well, because people kind of give me flack sometimes, like in a shopping center. And here's the thing, like with those signage like that in your apartment complex, that's not a law. Like a cop's not going to a cop's not going to give you a ticket. He's not sitting there watching you go to 7 miles per hour.
Your property management might yell at you, but no.
Well, no, if you're zipping around at 20 miles per hour and you clip somebody, yeah, you're going to be at fault. Absolutely, because like did they or did they not tell you that maybe you should go 5 miles per hour?
Well, if you've clipped somebody and now you've damaged their property, and that's a different bag of nuts. Yeah.
Either way, I'm not stopping. I'm leaving this car. I'm leaving my apartment fully furnished. I'm never coming back. Yeah. Going out to the lamb. But that's kind of my take that. And I remember we were told this like in high school, where it was a shop teacher, where somehow we started talking about it, and he mentioned how like in shopping centers like Target or Walmart, if you see the stop signs, that legally you don't have to stop there. But I mean, if there's four cars coming into this four-way stop and you guys all decide to gun it, well, guess what? You guys are all stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, legally you're not required to, but it's still a good idea.
It's kind of smart. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, split hairs, but maybe you don't want to be meeting the same, like these other three idiots that are like, we don't have to follow the rules, that kind of stuff.
But well, like, it doesn't matter because nobody knows how to use a stop sign.
A four-way stop, regardless. Yeah. And don't even give me a broken light because, oh, man, people think it's the apocalypse. Ooh, what'd I do? The light's just blinking. I guess I'll just wait till they fix the light. Like, what are you doing, man?
Oh, no. They either bully their way through or just sit there until
they get honked at by, you know, the line of people. Yeah. But that's kind of what was my thing that, like, so I failed the first time. 10 miles per hour. That's the secret answer to everybody. It's like the one, you know, if you don't know the answer, like it's multiple choice.
Yeah, you usually like eliminate two right off the bat. You know.
I'm just thinking of Hammond in Vietnam when they were trying to get their license. Always give way to the vehicle to the right.
Well, that was his
like they're giving a driving exam in like
Vietnamese. Yeah, they were in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And the teacher like singles him out. He stands up. She asks him some question. And that was his answer.
Oh, I didn't
know. Because he had to guess what she was asking.
Because it's completely in Vietnamese?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well,
of course. They were in Vietnam.
Well, it's like translator. Well, yeah, back in the day, translators weren't.
Yeah, but translator just doesn't make for good telly. No.
Yeah. We want some
We want drama. We want people falling on their faces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, slapstick. So I failed the test.
It is a good verbal slapstick.
And then, you know, I try to jump right back on and take it again, but you have to wait two minutes. So I'm sitting there biding my time, and I take the test again, and I fail again. So I'm 2 for 3, one more, and I got to do the whole process over. And I was like, you start doing I've been here 3 hours. You know, I wasted my Friday. It's not a good Friday after all. You know, so I'm sitting there.
With all a good others. Friday after all.
It's not. I'm mad. I'm grumpy. So I sit there, and I'm like, you know what? I'm here. Might as well do it. And I take it the third time, and I pass it. Validation.
Nice.
See, that's me.
I'm not lucky.
Well, no, I'm not one of those that sits there, you know, like studious and has his stack of books and crams for weeks. I'm the guy that like thumbs through it for like, you know, half an hour the night before, and I go in there and I headbutt until like, God damn it, give me my license back.
Do I gotta get a shotgun or what?
Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
Well, it gives me a lot of chronic headaches, but I still get it done, you know?
I mean, you did get the license, so.
Yeah. So I got my little paper license right now.
So I guess it at least kind of works.
Did they take a new picture?
Yeah, they took a new picture. Yeah.
Mission failed successfully?
Well, I should have done, I just read too the other day how some, I don't know how, maybe 10 years ago or something, but she went to the DMV, I don't know what state, but she took a picture with the colander on her head. Because she said it was part of her Pastafarian religion or something. And so, like, they let her take it, like, her picture like that. Well, but now, you know, whenever they see her, like, she has to have a colander nearby because, like...
Colander,
yeah. So she has to be like, doop, pop it on and be like, that's me. Oh, okay, I see. I see the resemblance. So, yeah.
Last time we went to renew our license, they told us, don't smile.
See, usually I have the guy or like this guy, you know, that they're not necessarily trying to get you all smiley, but they're trying to be all fun and stuff. And it's like, dude, I know you don't, you know.
There was one guy at the...
Give me what you're huffing. That's what I want.
I think he was at the Sierra and Blackstone DMV location. He was always way too happy for that place. You know, most DMV workers are like pissed off and don't like their job, but this guy loved his job, and he always had
him across the place.
Oh, the guy with the candy bowl?
Yeah, he had a candy bowl Reese's miniatures in it. Okay, so it's like every time he like helped somebody, he gave him a candy. And
I remember that. It's like that's you were there one time. He's like, "I'm sorry, I don't have any candy.
Oh, wow.
Today."
Oh
wow! He's like really disappointed in himself for not having candy for people.
He's like the candy guy, and all of a sudden, he's like, "You can't live up to that moniker." Yeah,
set the bar pretty high for himself.
Yeah. And then at one time where you know the Reese's went on strike or something, and the poor guy can't deliver, and everyone's like, "You suck, man. You became one of them. You became the thing you hated most."
Oh, the disappointment is tangible.
I was like, where the hell did my phone go? And I think that's it for my BS.
You guys last time I went to DMVs. Last time I had to go to the DMV, I don't even remember what I was there for. Like, I didn't have an appointment. So I went in, I got my number, and
What day of the week was it?
I think it was like a Wednesday or something. Yeah. And I took my knitting project with me because I knew I was going to be there for a while. And so I'm waiting. They like call the number before me, you know, like K something or other, K33. And it's like, okay, cool. My number's K44. I'll be called next.
Anytime. 10 minutes, maybe.
And then they said, K35. I was like, oh, hell no. So I went back up to the get your number counter. Yeah. It's like, they just skipped my number. And she looked up. She's like, they did. Okay, you're next. I was like, thank you.
Dude, oh, man. That's kind of, I guess, you know, we're a different kind of breed of people. We're not entitled, you know. We don't go and expect.
No, like, I waited my turn. Well, I mean, skip my turn.
Well, I just mean like in general, you know. When we go to the store, we're not like you know, Karens. We're not no. Like you have to obey. Like if anything, we'd like to avoid conflict and et cetera, et cetera.
It's like I know that the people behind that counter aren't the ones making the rules.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. They have to abide by these stupid laws, and you know, have to like they take the brunt of it. That's why my favorite is the things like if you threaten somebody, it always makes me laugh because like yeah.
You always know that Karens are ones that have never worked in customer service themselves.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
They desperately need to.
Yeah.
At least for a day, yeah. Mm-hmm. Drive through something. But so, like, if something happens like that where, you know, it's not like we're taken advantage of, but we're, like, looked over. Then mm-hmm. It becomes kind of like now it's a crisis because, like, what the hell, dude? Like, you want me just sit there till you guys close and be like, oh, you guys never call my number.
Sorry, watching the birds.
Oh, okay.
They're fighting.
Them some fighting birds.
Yeah, fighting sparrows.
So one of them like jumped on top of the other one, was just like sitting there for a second, and he's like, get off.
He thought he was just gonna like hang out and then take off, but like, no, I'm just gonna rest on him.
Just gonna stand on top of the other one. Nah, giddy up.
Yeah, go. I don't want to fly anymore. I'm sure. So I have much
the
more
when I need him. He'd come over here and start taming him.
I'm sure there's much more.
Are those the ones you get in your rafters at work, the red sparrows?
Yeah,
red.
We get a lot of different sparrows, but yeah, we get some red ones sometimes. LaVon like talks to them.
They're perched on our lights.
I see them swinging.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, they're so small.
But so yeah,
they'll be in the rafters and start getting noisy, and he just starts clapping really loud. Hey, no fighting! No fighting!
Oh, so he talks to them real loud. So they go like, well, this guy knows his stuff.
Yeah. LaVon, calm your babies down.
Tell them to quit their yapping.
Your babies are hungry.
Go sit there and, you know, chew up some some ramen and spit it back in them or something. Real quick, because this is kind of big news, because they were around when I was growing
up. Big news.
Do you guys hear this, that they're going to close down all the 99-cent store?
I heard that.
That's kind of, you know,
I was big. Like, you know.
I'm from the ghetto. I'm, you know, I hate shopping there, but I've been there once or twice.
The 99 and more?
Every 99-cent store. 99 the big old pink. Only. Yeah, 99-cent store.
Wow.
Every single one, all 317 stores across California, Texas, Arizona, Nevada.
It was my theory that they finally got sued for false advertising. Because nothing in there is 99 cents only anymore.
Not with taxes or nothing.
No, like they sell things for like $10, $5. You know, the things that are there that are actually 99 cents are like few and far between.
Yeah, and usually kind of crap. Mm-hmm. Well, I blame the economy.
In general, all of their crap is crap. You know, it's like you could buy like you go to Target and buy a 500 pack of napkins. Or you could go, you know, for a couple bucks. Or you go to 99-cent store for 99 cents, buy like a that comes with 20 of them in it, you know, something like that. Like they're all miniaturized. You get soap that's like watered food coloring stuff. So it's not a good quality place, you know what I mean?
Nope.
But it's the toys you could buy Superman with one eye and they call him like Super Guy or something. Like it's always it's always a and he looks like Batman by the way.
Well, I mean the 99 only store was like the downgrade from the Dollar Tree, is saying something.
I think it's like more the Dollar Tree is like the higher class 99. Yeah, I think it came after. I feel like they came after.
They did.
99 cents only did come after.
Yeah.
Oh,
and they were trying.
Dollar Tree's been around forever.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. See, I thought it was opposite.
And okay. So I think they were trying to usurp the Dollar Tree, but it didn't quite happen. Work.
Well, it kind of did when they have. You mean like eliminate Dollar Tree?
Yeah, they were trying to, you know, trying to muscle in on its market
by one penny less.
Yeah, which
by go
if you know, I mean, if the I think it's confluence of two things. It's their stores weren't overly well organized, and you know they were always
or hired.
And they only ever had just one register open.
It's like there was no such thing as a quick trip because even if you only wanted two things, you were going to be there for a while.
At least
there
was a half hour.
Always a line at the register because there's only like two people in that huge store.
So it's funny because people, the way that people complain nowadays about like Target or Walmart, like they have all these lines, but they only have one register open. Like that was 99-cent store. You know, that's been 99-cent store forever. Like nobody who's worth a damn shops there. You know what I mean? It's like you're on your last couple dollars.
Well, actually, a few years ago. The quality of product was actually pretty good because I used to get snacks there all the time.
And snacks I used to buy there all the time. Yeah, because I remember getting little bags of gummies and stuff like that for a dollar.
I mean, just 5 years ago when we first moved in here, I used to take Lily on Saturday morning walks and we'd go into the 99 right here at McKinley and get some stuff, you know, and walk back. Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, no, it's like you have to know what you're going for. You're not going to go and do your entire shopping there, but
some people were.
No,
some
people did. Lot of people do. Yeah, a lot of people do. I see
they
that.
They used to have bagels. They used to have really good bagels. And every once in a while, you'd actually see like Thomas brand English muffins there.
Yeah, but they were like $5.
Yeah, they're not.
No,
they're
they
not
were a dollar then. Really? Yeah, a few years ago, they were a dollar, and it was like it was. They lived up to their name. It's just I think the economy shifted so hard for the same reason that the Dollar Tree is $1.25 now. Yeah. So
well, you think with the economy shifting, they'd have a bigger, you know, clientele because most people can't afford.
Yeah, you know, now Walmart more people would be going to Dollar
Tree. No, you are right. The thrift stores or what they call discount stores such as Dollar Tree and
Dollar
Five
General.
Below Dollar Dollar General has always been over a little expensive actually.
Oh, they're like generally it's like a dollar.
But I mean, Five Below is starting to carry some of the products that you used to see at the Dollar Tree a few years ago, and stores like that are exploding and they are seeing more people. But the cost of goods is going up, so if what you can buy for a dollar or $1.25. is smaller dollar. And less quality than it was.
See, the problem is not so much the cost of goods, it's just the cost of what they have to pay people to work there for.
Yeah.
And that keeps going up in California. That's why so many big companies are pulling out of California.
So
a lot of things that you see closing down, they're only closing down in California.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
It's pretty cool that, like, I don't know, it was this old. 99 Cent Store. How old do you guys think 99 Cent Store opened? Like, when was it founded?
Give me founded, I don't know, but I remember the first time I went to one, I was 15.
That's when you heard of it? See, I
that's when I heard of it.
Yeah,
that's,
I definitely knew about it.
I lived in Visalia, and that's when it came to Visalia, and that's the first time I heard it.
Okay, so yeah.
That's a long time before. That's a good while before me, because I thought they were more recent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Because I remember we used to go back and forth between the Dollar Tree and the 99 Cents Only store. It's like, okay, well, I see this here, but let's go see what the other store has. It's like, oh, no, I don't want this. I'll go back to the other one.
Just ping pong back and forth.
That was our Saturday afternoon. So.
Well, you guys are going to be pretty far off. It was founded in L.A. in 1982.
Wow. 82?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you.
So it's actually older than us.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of old relics of the past.
When was Dollar Tree founded?
It doesn't say in this article.
I got my phone
where's
here,
the, where's the Googler?
Yeah, my phone's in the living room. So.
During that era, Dollar Trees were seen as places that sold mostly junk or unpopular goods. However, Gold, the guy that created it, that's kind of funny that his name's Gold. He saw gold in them hills. Aimed to make his stores the opposite of that. He wanted the stores to offer customers good quality, useful products at an everyday price. Well, you failed. For most of the company's existence, the items they sold remained at 99 cents. That only changed in 2008 when prices were forced to change due to inflation. Nothing was forced to change. Don't give me that crap.
I was kind of pissed off just recently, like past couple of months. They started doing the same thing at Dollar Tree that 99 Cents Only was doing. They have like $3 and $5 sections.
Oh, man.
Now it's like, scum buckets.
You know, I pray for your downfall, Dollar Tree.
Say, granted, now still the things that are $1.25 way outnumber the things that are $3 and $5, but that's going to change over time.
It's like going to a Ford dealership and then you're looking at, you know, Toyotas. Is like, I'm here to see Fords. Like, why would I see, you know, non 99 cents? This is a 99 cent store. Why is there anything that's more than 99 cents?
Because the stuff you can get from a dollar is not as good anymore.
Not as good, yeah.
And they like added price scanners, and so you can know the price of things. Like, they never had to do that before because everything was $1 or $1.25.
So I remember the commercials.
Yeah.
Some guy like walking up to employees like, how much is this? It's a dollar. How much is this? It's a dollar. How much is this, sir? It's a dollar.
You're not going to believe your freaking mind.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, they had to put in price scanners now because they don't just do $1.25.
I see. At least they're doing that. That's helpful, man.
Well, no. Like, what happened with putting the price on there? That's the thing. They don't want to like put the dollar.
Well, they do. They put it on the shelf. But see, sometimes people move things on shelves.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Well, I mean, if you want individual price tags, think about how many things are on the shelves.
Yeah.
You're going to have to pay somebody to sit there and price tag all that stuff, man.
Well, no.
That's
going to
run up your costs.
You have the shelf, you have the stack of ramen, and then right in front you have how much it costs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What happened to 20 years ago when we... You know, now they're going to have personal scanners.
We're over, you and I are over 40 now. We can complain about this. Back in my day.
I've been doing that for a while.
We paid for $3 a nougat.
Let's see here. I got four people at work that are under 30, and a couple of them are actually just turned 20. So.
Oh, wow. No fetuses over there.
I have a cup. This cup I'm using right now is older than one of my coworkers.
I like that. You know what? I like that because you could take that to work and then be like, you know what? This thing is worth more than you are right now. So
it's worth more to me.
Well, and just in general, because like this thing is way more useful. You got to prove yourself, Junior.
Speaking of quality, I bought this at a Dollar Tree 20 years ago.
Oh, wow. That's tying it in. Dollar Tree is part of our life, man.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm sorry. You found something.
I found the Dollar Tree.
Oh, yeah.
2004 opened its first location in North Dakota.
So 99 cents only is actually older?
By 20 years.
Yeah. In Fresno or everywhere?
Everywhere.
Huh. Because said it opened its first one on North Dakota. So.
Its first.
No, in Dakota. He said, in North Dakota. Yeah. She thought Dakota Road.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere in Dakota Street, hit us up on Jive As Alien. They should have.
Shout out to Dakota.
Well, no, I was going to say they should have like a miniature Rushmore. If somebody's not doing that, then this whole city has failed.
It's just some people who live on the street.
I'm thinking, because I've heard the commercial a couple times, but I'm picturing this sort of what do you call it? I can't even think of the name of the movie right now, but the Stonehenge. at the mini Stonehenge?
Oh, Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap. Jesus Christ. I can't think of the spinal part.
You're getting old, Tony.
I was thinking like sailing. Well, back in my day, I didn't have to remember stuff. People else, somebody else will remember stuff for me.
Stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I was going to say the shite.
Yeah, North Dakota was its first location. 19.
Damn, how? What little is happening in the world that in North Dakota somebody said, like, you know what? I'm going to sell all my stuff for a dollar here. And just started building it up. And only in 2000, what, 40 cent? Two?
Yeah. Although Wikipedia is listing it, two predecessors, K&K, Five and Dime, the K&K Five and Dime, which ran from 1953 to 1986. Damn. And the only $1, which ran from 1986 to 1993.
We had a store here in Fresno when I was a kid that was just called the Dollar Store. And
but it wasn't the Dollar Tree.
It wasn't the Dollar Tree. It was just the Dollar Store. And I remember going there and getting toys with my grandma. So maybe that's why I thought it was older.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Yeah, because you
thought it was the line same. Between the two.
Yeah. Well, I've seen, like, especially like in the ghettos, you see a bunch of little shots that says, 50 cents and up or something stupid.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like $5,000 is above 50 cents. Yeah. So technically, yeah.
It's but did stupid. They lie?
No. They just banked on you not reading the sign correctly.
That's right.
Even as a kid, I always had this idea of like, you know what? I'm going to go to the one store and be like, show me your goddamn 50 cent items and then we'll see if you're legitimate or not.
It's like one thing behind the counter.
Paper clip. Like, yeah. Like, dust it off, like, here you go, you know, we didn't lie. I'm like, oh, kiss my
that's
ass.
All it takes. It's like the McDonald's Monopoly thing. So it's like all they have to do is like make five Broadway pieces, put them out there, like 10,000 Park Places, but like five Broadways, like you just got to find them.
I mean, it's Boardwalk. Possible.
Boardwalk, yeah.
It's very, very, you know, difficult, and we haven't even released it.
But you know, these huge prices they have, you know, a yacht, you know, the big vacations, a car, house, whatever. There's only one, you know, completing set for those things because they only have one. Yeah. If that. I'm highly dubious. I believe that. You can't win on any of these. You know, the free fry and the free burger is about as much as you're going to get out of that.
Where's my elephant?
Yeah, where's my elephant?
Well, they did a kind of neat... I was real intrigued when I first watched it, but then towards the end of the series, I was kind of burned out. But on, I think it was HBO, they have called McMillions, which I don't know if it was the first time that they did the Monopoly thing, but it was like this big... one of the executives or something were like, they gave the piece. Basically, they were giving pieces to the people that they knew. And so that was this big scam. So, yeah, I watched stuff like that, and I'm like, well, then what's the point of these stupid, you know, chance things when, you know, it's so easily manipulated, you know? It's just...
Because people are sheep?
People are bastards. That's what it is.
Yeah.
People are bastards.
You tell people McDonald's fries are delicious, and then you give them something that's says get a free McFry. They're going to come in, and then they're probably going to buy something else while they're there, you know?
It's
like, I'm going to eat these fries, but then I'm going to get thirsty, so I better buy a drink.
Yeah, you have one jackass that complains about...
If you give a mouse a cookie.
yeah, pretty much. And I think that's all we got for... Let me see. Unless we drag it out. Well, I guess we could do the rules for this episode. But
I was gonna say, you know, we could just doing an episode on complaining about getting old because I could do that for a week.
Yeah. Well,
we could complain. My knees hurt.
My knees hurt. This text too small. My farts are no longer contained.
It's been like that for years.
Man, you know what? In the last year or two, you're taking my farts or not? But like, my farts are becoming more toxic. When they become toxic to yourself, that's when
you should know. I think the older you get, the more toxic your farts become.
Your inside?
Because you hear, like, smell grandpa farts. Man, those are the worst.
Well, see, grandpa farts, they smell like you know, old souls, like decay. You know what I mean? Right? Doesn't it, though? You smell a grandpa fart, you're like the... Something died in here. Something literally died
in here. You left part of your soul behind.
Yeah, you left part of your soul behind.
Oh, my God. There's no exhaust. There's no fart fan in our bathroom. And that's when customers use. So we get some old people in there sometimes. And it's like, oh, my God, dude. Something died in there.
You need to go see a doctor post-haste. Like, there's no...
That's just that a lot of these people see. That's what they're doing is, like, they come to the... They're getting their car maintenance between doctor's appointments.
Doctor visits, yeah. Yeah, when you see them on the road or like when I used to go to the my appointments, and then I see them parking or whatever. Like, yeah, during the day, they're just on the road, taking their time. That's why they drive so slow, because it takes so long to get from, you know, the car shop to the doctor and then back home again.
Bingo, Peggy's house.
And then cans of beans, apparently, or whatever the hell we're eating. But no, man, my farts are becoming... When they become toxic to your own health, that's when you know, like, you know what? Something's going on back there, and...
You're doing it wrong, man. You got to save those up and crop dust your coworkers.
Nah, heck no. I'm afraid I might get fired sometimes from those. You do the classic where you hope nobody watches you, you know, as you take a shit and coming out of the office, like, blame it on the other guy. Blame it on the next guy, you know? All right. So we're going to play a little game I like to call something. I'm not trying to...
It's called...
Well, this is going to be sort of like a separate episode. That's what I'm trying to do. Okay. So, like, let's just leave these people behind and listen to our farts, or let's talk about what's the last fart that you just like can't even forget. It was just so traumatic.
I don't know. When was the last time Lily farted?
Well,
because that kid will blast you right in the face.
Last time she had one noticeable enough. We were eating dinner. And she was sitting here. She never sits right in the chair, so she was kind of like
fold
sitting,
leg up,
sitting in, on you know, sideways with her legs like up on the arm of the chair. And we're eating dinner, and she just
ripped one, yeah,
really loud. And
but like, long. But like long, yeah. I was gonna say long, yeah.
I was like, "Do you need to potty?" She's like, "Uh-uh."
No, it's contained. Yeah, it's good.
It's fine.
Yeah. And a few seconds later, as the smell diffuses through the room, like, oh, God, kid, okay. Oh, Beth, open the window.
She does that to her therapist. She'll crop dust her really bad.
That's funny.
And then we always ask her, do you need to use the potty? No.
No. It's like, nope, just already did.
Yeah, I already did. Don't worry about me. I'm done.
One day we were like in the middle of therapy and we were taking a break. So her therapist was sitting there like taking notes on her phone. On the couch, and Lily was standing looking out the window. So her butt was like eye level with her therapist. And then she let one go, and like, and she's just like, oh, Lily, thank you for that.
Well, yeah, you do take your life in your hands being close to Lily's butt.
Well, you know what?
Loaded.
Yeah, it's a loaded weapon, man.
Is it one of those that are like, it's so thick that you could like taste it almost, you know what I mean?
Or no,
is it,
not that bad.
Okay, not yeah.
They
yeah.
used to
definitely,
be.
They used to. They linger. Well, yeah, like so when she was when she was a baby, it's like no one warned me that babies fart so much.
So much? So much and so potently.
Yeah, she can clear a room.
I would have guessed that just because of babies, like I've seen, you know, what they poop. It comes out like radioactive and stuff. It's how is, why isn't
it's like how?
Well, why is this not talked about in sex ed? You know what I mean? They talk about all the birds and the bees and you know the honey bunnies and stuff, but like nobody tells you about like
baby poop
or
oh my god, that's the biggest deterrent. That should be like just a 3-hour video of changing baby of changing poop. Diapers, and like just throw the odd blowout in there every once in a while.
Well, they try to do, you know, like abstinence helps. Like, no, how about you show me what happens with radioactive baby poop and maybe that'll deter me, huh?
My sex ed my freshman year is, you know, when they had the Planned Parenthood people come in, stretch the condom over their arm and stuff.
Yeah.
We had to watch a live birth.
Wow.
Like oof. A video of a baby.
It's kind
of
illegal.
Oof-dust.
Cause it's like, yeah,
a video of a baby being born and to help deter us. And yeah, a lot of people are like, oh my God.
It's kind of funny.
I have a baby, it ain't no big deal, so what? And like, oh my lord.
That's how you get them out of there? Well, it's funny to me when like guys watch it and they get all gross. They're like, dude, none of that is happening to you. But for some reason, that's scaring the shit right out of you. Like, yeah, it should, you know? Like, that's what your girlfriend goes through, man, buddy. So when you're sitting there and you see the people with like 10 kids, like, he made her go through that 10 times, that son of a bitch.
No, by 10 times, they just fall out, you know, like with no effort.
They're just out of the same Monty Python. Oh,
Deirdre, can you get that, darling?
Just sitting there, another one.
Hanging out the clothesline and just bloop, just pops right out. Yeah. Oh, man, that's funny. Well, that's a good baby poop or fart talk. But yeah, as you get older, your farts become more tight. Because for decades, man, I was always the SBD type. Man. I was that kid.
Yeah,
that, like,
as you get older, you get less shameful about it. You're just like, yep, that was me.
Yeah, you start like, right here. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry to clear the room.
I'm owning that one. Yeah, that's me. That's lethal, man.
I see everybody gagging. Yeah, that was me. I got y'all.
Especially if you work in a large building. It's like you could crop dust somebody and be on the other side of the building by the time it like starts to really take hold.
Yeah.
And you just sit back and just...
You watch them look of disgust.
And they look over and you're the only one smiling. They're like, it was you. Like, yep.
I'll do it again, too. You do it.
Just give me a couple minutes after lunchtime, and I'll get you back, man.
But yeah. Chili cheese dogs.
Oh, geez. Well, yeah, and that's kind of, I guess, as you get older, all those, you know, because I used to hear about the Taco Bell and all this stuff. But, yeah, as you get older, all those toxic Taco foods, Bell. Now they do a lot worse for you. You know what I mean? Now you're going to be crop dusting a lot more. You're going to be a lot. And guess what? You better watch them sharks. I've
never had that problem with Taco Bell.
You will. You will. You're getting older, man. You will. Watch.
Ironically, yeah, I've never had that problem with Taco Bell.
I never have either.
But if I eat oatmeal, it's on.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's pure fiber.
Yeah.
But for me, oatmeal, especially like, if it's like comfortable.
If I eat oatmeal for breakfast, like later that day, I'm kind of dangerous. And if I do that a couple days in a row, by day three, I'm lethal.
You're just a bomb ready to go.
Dude, yeah.
You're just trying to find a victim.
You're it's like you ever driven past a brewery when they're venting?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Like I hear King, like Clovis and Olive.
No.
There's the brewery there. It's bad.
All the that's the winery though, right?
That's a winery. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Just open up the top and let it go. Oh man, that's funny. Well, you know what? I don't know if that's always been a thing, but the thing that messes me about like when you fart is how it follows you, man. Like I could be walking and fart right here, go into my car, and there it is. It's like, buddy, I left you. Like I was trying to, you know, cut you off at the pass.
Okay. Well, one thing I've noticed is the kind of clothing you're wearing that day. Whatever pants you're wearing, definitely. Well,
I'm not going commando, obviously, but yeah.
No, like if you're wearing light cotton versus wearing jeans,
yeah.
If you're wearing jeans, it's going to stick around a lot longer. It's breathability, the air passage.
That's funny.
We went wrong somewhere.
I wonder how it would be with yoga pants. Would yoga pants be like...
Get a little bubble in the back. Oh,
funny. You laid an egg, huh?
Yeah. Well, I've seen that where there's these pictures of...
Can you imagine farting in a wetsuit?
Oh, man.
Everyone's going to know, man.
But not only that, but you don't know if it's like if you sharted or not. You know, the only way you find out is if you strip down. You're like, look, I'm going scuba diving. You know, I'll deal with this in a few hours.
You're like, you know, trying to squeeze it down the leg or something.
It's like Popeye when he blows up his arm. You're just like pushing it around. You're just kind of like squeezing it. Like, oh, get that bubble out of there. That's funny. I'm sure like when you're scuba diving.
We are
diving,
professionals.
No, that is like, well, that's one of the things when, you know, farts and stuff, they're funny, but people, it's very uncouth. You know what I mean? It's low class stuff, but this is normal stuff, man. Everybody
this is
poops.
Say
it is
low,
a natural part of the human body to do this. It's just nobody likes it because it stinks.
It stinks. Yeah, nobody wants to take on this role because it stinks.
It stinks, but making other people endure your stink.
Yeah.
Guys find that funny.
Well, somehow, yes. You know, you know your sort of tolerance is it's stronger than others, you know?
Like, I mean, I think it was Jeff Foxworthy had things about that. It's like guys will torture each other with their farts. It's like if you've got a guy, if somebody's like four guys in a car with electric windows and the driver like locks the window with nobody noticing, just give it a few seconds.
And yeah, and then it's gonna happen.
I think he was talking about the courtesy sniff, you know, things like that. It's like sniff. Guys will do that, you know. He's like, you see a car full of guys, and you know, a couple of them are hanging their heads out the window. You know, someone just laid a bomb in that thing, man.
Yeah, they're not trying to pretend they're dogs or nothing. Yeah, that's a survival mechanism.
And the funny thing is, it's like we're going to talk about that years later. And they're like, hey, remember that? And he's like, yeah, I had to burn that shirt, man. Good times. Good times. Yeah, yeah. I had to burn that shirt, though.
I couldn't grow a mustache for months after that, man. That thing was like, woo.
I had to sell that car. Just burn it.
Remember my mom's Monte Carlo where she spilt that milk behind it? And you could have tolerated it for like 2 years. Like, yep, this was worse, man. Like, I just couldn't do it. I had a buddy that had that happen where they had a Monte Carlo that had milk spilled in the back.
And, ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's a fun ride, you know. It's a cool car, but I can only tolerate it so much, man.
Oh, man, I think the worst thing I've ever spilled in my car was gear oil.
Oh, yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Oh, no, it's horrible.
It stinks really bad.
It stinks real bad. Gear oil stinks worse than engine oil.
What about the farts? What about the Frito burritos, huh?
It attacks your nasal, your nose a different way. Cause like,
I like fart, how you made it sophisticated.
just to compare the two smells, like farts feel like they're killing your lungs, but oil being chemical, it feels like your nose is on fire.
Like it's killing your body. Almost.
Yeah. Yeah. You can just feel cancer forming.
Like you're relieved to get out because you feel like your health could come back versus like a fart. You're just like, oh, that's gross. Like,
It's just gross.
Worst case, like it makes you want to dry heave, but it's not. Yeah.
And the worst thing is because I spilled it in my car, it was like a quart jug of manual transmission oil. So it's just a heavy, heavy oil. It's
the
like
whole thing?
80 weight. Most of it. Yeah. Like fell in the passenger.
Well, because it started slowly coming out.
Well, I was driving and it fell over, and I guess I didn't have the lid on tight enough. It fell over and it's in the carpet.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
you can't vacuum that out.
Weeks, man. It's summer, so it's just hot.
Yeah, boiling.
There's just no getting around. It's like all you can do is just leave the windows down all the time and just hang your Ace Ventura driving.
yeah, your one arm. Yeah, there's no amount of pine trees you can hang in that puppy to resolve that. No,
you just gotta wait for the oil to drain out.
You can't even change out the carpet because it's like embedded into the liners and stuff. You know what I mean? It's not going to be as hard, obviously, smelling, but you're never getting rid of that.
No, you just get the shop back and try and get it out.
Man. That's weird because with oil, it's not dry or wet. It's like right in the middle.
No, it'll never dry up.
Yeah,
it'll never dry up on its own.
Well, that's a good way to cut it off. So let's start the show.
Wait, what?